Listen, delighted to have you on, Dylan. It was a very strange year last year under the pandemic, which has continued into this year as well. How's it been for you so far in 2021, dealing with everything going on at the moment?
It's going good at the minute. It's fairly basic for us. The only changes we have is there's no crowds at the racing, but apart from that, it's all fairly normal for us. But it's just there's no crowds to tear us home and walking into any people when we get a winner or anything. There's not as much atmosphere, but as long as we get the winners on the board, we'll be happy.
Yeah, and so far this year, you've got about 5 or 6 winners out of 40-hour rides. So are you happy enough with how the year has gone for you?
Everything's going good so far. We're just getting into the heart of it now. The grass season started last week, so I've been riding in Dundalk all winter, but I have had a few months off as well, injury and stuff. But we're back now in the summer, hopefully we'll be kept busy now for the summer.
Yeah. How important is it to use the time on the all weather track and the likes of Dundalk as you prepare for moving over to the turf?
Yeah, well, sure. It's on once a week, and it's better than being sitting at home doing no racing. So Dundalk's, it's a great track up there, and it's a very level playing field for everyone. The ground's the same every week, and it's a great place to have when you have no grass racing on during the winter.
Yeah, and I suppose it's a good place to meet up with fellow Donegal people as well, because there's a handful of yous there competing on the flat at the moment, and you seem to be in Dundalk every Friday, Dylan.
Yeah, sure. I see Oisin and Luke, and there's always a couple of riders up there, and the Donegal boys are always up there riding, so we see each other fairly often enough.
Yeah, and you guys all get on very well together, away from home.
We do indeed. We're all best friends, but sure, when we're racing then, we're the biggest enemies, but sure, we all get on well, which is the main thing.
Good stuff. Well, let's talk about this season. What's the targets for 2021? Obviously, this is a second term now for you and your apprentice. Where do you want to be come the end of the year? What's the target for you, Dylan?
There's no real targets, but sure, we'll just try and build as many contacts as we can and keep riding winners if we can. And sure, we'll just see how the year goes and hopefully ride plenty of winners.
Yeah, as one of those targets, you'll probably agree with me here that you want to be Apprentice Jockey of the Year. We've seen, of course, Oisin do that previously. Is that something that you want to get to?
Yeah, well, it's very competitive at the minute. There's loads of good young riders out there, so it's a long way away. It's at the end of the season, that comes into hand, but sure, we'll see how we get started off, and we'll worry about that when the time comes, but for a minute, we'll just keep our head down and keep riding as many winners as we can.
Yeah, already this year you've got 2 winners under Joseph O'Brien. He, of course, is your main trainer. What's it been like working with him in year 2?
That's very good. I couldn't ask for a better boss. He looks after everyone very well, and the yard's a very easy place to work in, and everyone gets on, so there's no complaints there.
Yeah. What other trainers do you work with? Because I know Joseph does let you go out and go under other trainers as well, don't?
Yeah, well, I ride for a wide variety of people. I mean, Joseph's working full-time all the time, but there's loads of other trainers that use me all the time. Eddie Lynham would be very good to me. He supports me a lot, and Austin Leahy, and the list goes on. I'm just very lucky to get plenty of rides off outside trainers as well. But I'm in Joseph's full-time at the minute, working away.
Yeah, Grandmaster Flash, that's one of Joseph's horses. You've had a couple of ones on him this year?
I've won twice on Grandmaster Flash, Baron Dundalk, so he's been very good to me.
Yeah, and under Edward, you had a couple of ones as well. What was that horse?
I rode a winner for Eddie on Masterly and Sister Lova.
Right, okay.
So they're 2 lucky ones for me this year.
Yeah, off the trainers and the horses that you're going to be in the next couple of weeks as you move to the turf, what do we have to keep an eye out for, Dylan?
I'm sure there's always plenty. We're only starting off now, so all the babies will be coming through. But we're only started off, so there's no real horses to look forward to yet. We're only getting started off yet. So once they get a run under the belt, then we'll know where we stand with what's coming through. So we'll just keep busy and get on the best horses we can, and sure, we'll just keep looking forward to them.
We mentioned Grandmaster Flash. Obviously, he's going to be moving over onto the turf as well. Is it a horse that likes the grass run?
Yeah, well, he favours Dundalk. He loves the surface in Dundalk, but he had a few very good runs last year on the grass as well, and he's season. It seems to be very consistent, so hopefully he can keep rolling the farm onto the grass now and get another few big handicaps maybe.
Yep. We did, of course, mention the Donegal boys. Oisín Oir is one of them. He was apprentice champion jockey previously, and he has been putting in some brilliant rides under Dermot Weld. He did, of course, win the St. Ledger last year in Ireland, one of the big five classics in the country. I'm sure you boys were all cheering him on during that day, but it's something that you would be dreaming of as well, is it, Dylan, to get to that level and become the likes of a classic winning jockey?
Yeah, well, days like that, they're what everyone aims for as a young rider, and if we could do as half as well as Oisín's doing, we'd be very well, but he deserves it. He works very hard, and it's nice to see a few Donegal jockeys doing very well. Vic McAteer had his first group winner last year as well in Leopardstown for his boss, Mr. Bulger, so it's great to see everyone getting on well.
Obviously, you're in the thick of your apprentice, but you did win the big race for the apprentice jockeys last year in the Derby. Take us back to that day, Dylan.
I won the apprentice Derby in the car last year on Tonkinee for Joseph. It was a great day out, and I've actually won a couple of times in Tonkinee since, so he's been a very lucky horse for me.
Yeah, and you'll be looking to repeat that, I'm sure, later in the year when the Derby comes about again.
Hopefully, sure. Hopefully, if we get on a good horse and get a ride in it, we'll take our chance.
Yeah. Listen, before I let you go, you might give us maybe a wee insight as to what the life is like of a young jockey working under somebody like Joseph O'Brien. Is it early starts for you, is it, Dylan?
Yeah, we'll usually get up at around 6 o'clock and work starts at 7. So we'd be in the yard and pack up the first horse and put them in the walker at 7 o'clock. And then we pull out at 7:20. And we could ride 5 or 6 lots out every day. And then, sure, when you're racing, then it depends how far away it is or what time you'd be leaving work. But on a normal day's work, then we finish up around 12:30, 1 o'clock. And then we'd be back in at 3 to 4:30 again. So it's fairly busy at the minute with loads of young horses getting ready for the turf. But when we're racing, then it depends how many lots we're going to be doing in the morning or where it is.
Yeah.
So if it was in Sligo, we mightn't even be able to do any lots. We could just be gone first thing in the morning up to Sligo and could be back late at night then and back into work the next morning. It just depends whereabout we're racing.
Yeah, you've been around horses, of course, since you were a very, very young lad. What's the most enjoyable thing of all this for you, Dylan?
Well, sure, the buzz you get when you're racing and walking into the winners' enclosures is definitely the best thing. But it's nearly like a drug at this stage, horses. It's something you'll never get out of once you get into.
Yeah. And how do you keep yourself in shape? What's that regime like?
Yeah, well, riding out in the morning, and then there's Joseph has a gym down here as well for us all, so we go in and use that as much as we can. So you have to keep at the top of your level as well and keep fit as you can.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, it's good to talk to you. So does Dylan, and all we can do is wish you the best of luck in the coming weeks as you get back onto the turf once again. You're in Dundalk on Friday tomorrow. So how many rides do you have tomorrow before you go on? And can you give us a tip on who we can watch out for?
I have three rides in Dundalk tomorrow. I have one for Tony Martin, first man's his name. He ran nicely the last day, so hopefully can progress on and run a nice race tomorrow. I ride a filly called Russian River for Joseph. She's won up there before, so hopefully she can go and win again. But it's very competitive racing up there. I ride Darkest Hour for Sarah Lynham in the apprentice race as well. He was second, and he's just touched off the last day, so hopefully he can go one better as well. But there's a few good rides up there, so hopefully I might pick up one.
Hopefully so. Listen, Dylan, best of luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Oisín, for having me. Thank you.